And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, real quick, I would like to apologize for those of you who were watching on Facebook. I had a false start because I forgot to plug the little sound thing in, so sorry. This is officially the one that we're doing now.
What is that, 10 yards?
Yeah, it is a 10-yard penalty. Hurry to Subway for the delicious new Chicken Caesar Melt. We're talking about all white meat, rotisserie-style chicken that's raised without antibiotics. It's the good stuff, and it's even hand-pulled right there in the restaurant. You're going to love it. Topped with the creamy, savory Caesar sauce, melted provolone, and a little sprinkles of Parmesan cheese. You're going to love that. Coming to you all hot and toasty on freshly baked bread with all the fresh veggies you love, all our favorites. So get to Subway right now for the new Chicken Caesar Melt. Limited
Yay.
Time only.
Yay! Go America! So we are excited. This is every 4 years. I guess every 2 years there's something going on, right? With the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And
they used to be like in the same year, if I'm not mistaken. Like back in the day, they used to do the Olympics like... like in the 80s, like 84? Didn't they have like the 84 winter and 84?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what year they started doing them, like, on the other years.
Yeah.
Didn't the Olympics used to be? Patrick just walked in. Didn't the Olympics used to be?
1994.
1994, that's what I meant, not 84.
Winter Olympics in 92 and another one 2 years later in 94.
Hmm.
So they could start doing them on alternate
Who knew?
2 years.
I was reading a thing about it had nothing. It didn't have anything to do with the Olympics, but it had to do with athletes. And they were saying that this the Nigerian soccer team. I think they're going to be playing in some kind of a tournament.
A soccer tournament.
It's a 17-year-old team. So they disqualified all but four. There's like 20, 30 something people in this squad. They disqualified all but like four or five because they were older than 17. And they said they now are starting to do MRI age tests. I didn't know that this is
even
a
know what
thing.
That is.
Apparently, with an MRI, with an imaging, it's 99% accurate on age up to the age of 17.
Really?
Up to the age of 17?
Well,
now after that
17.
It changes?
Apparently, I don't know.
Think about it. I'm 37. I bet you I don't have the same MRI scan as a much young, healthier,
it's probably,
more in
with
shape.
You, it's probably the reciprocal of your
the,
age.
The what?
Yeah, probably. I think you meant 73, which is not a reciprocal. Reciprocal would be 137, that's fine.
The flipped around version, the dyslexic version of your
Wait
age?
A second. What is reciprocal?
It means like returning a favor.
Yes, Bubba, that's correct.
Oh, man, I think our little thing just went all goofy.
Our what?
The live video.
The video that the people listening to the podcast have no idea what we're talking
I know.
About.
I know. Anyway, sorry about that. It ended.
It's done.
What happened? Did you hit
it just,
the button?
No, I didn't hit a button. It just stopped. Look, I got some frozen thing. Like it just died.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, apparently that's a thing, man. MRIs.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Like, everyone knows those little Chinese girls at the Olympics weren't as old as they said they were.
No.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, looking at them, they're like, oh, she's 15. No, she's not.
Now, what benefit does it, I mean, like, do, like, the little kids have a benefit? I would think the
well,
older
the
you are, the better.
Well, opposite in most sports, but in gymnastics, the old, if you're shorter, there's a peak point. Like, 11 and 12, sometimes you can do things that 15 and 16-year-olds can't do.
Yeah, I believe that.
So, because they haven't quite.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
The shorter the lower you are to the ground, the easier it is to do all those flips and things. The lower your center of gravity is.
I am not a huge conspiracy theory guy when it comes to stuff in our food, but I think there's like stuff in our food, all the hormones and stuff. Our kids are getting big.
Fast.
When I see these youth baseball, because what I'm mostly around, These kids who are supposed to be 12 and 13 look like they're 15, 16. I saw, we went to a tournament where this kid was pitching, and he looked, it wasn't like he, because I mean, it's in youth sports, it's the race to puberty. Whoever gets there first wins. If you have a team that has more athletes that are in puberty halfway through or whatever, you're going to do better because they're taking, it's
they're stronger,
young men
more muscular.
Taking on little boys. You know what I mean? And so, and it's the same way in with girl sports as well. But this guy was, he carried himself. Sometimes you get these kids who are 13, 14, and they've gone through puberty and they're getting big, but they're kind of goofy, like
awkward.
This guy, it's like he had been that size for a long time.
Like he was just a man.
He had man muscles. And I saw him and I thought,
why does it sound horrible when you say he had
when
man
you said
muscles.
Man muscles just now, it did not sound cool.
He had man
I saw him
muscles.
On this side.
I saw his man muscles and I just thought, look at those man muscles.
I saw Orlando Bloom's man muscle.
And if you say it with that, you just say man muscles, like, yeah, it's not good.
It would be great if like there was some man oyster. I'm a man muscle.
Okay. See, and then Bubba made a pun and we all just shook our heads.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm sorry. You were talking about man muscles. Go back to it.
And so I saw him on the sideline, and the kids were throwing balls. They were like catching. He was catching them throwing. I thought he was a coach.
Balls to the man muscle.
I thought he was a coach. And,
yes. Well, that's what
you're seeing more and more of those kids.
I saw that in the Bo Jackson, 30 for 30 or whatever they did on him, and that's basically what happened. His high school coach went out there and he goes, "Who's the guy over there
cutting the grass?"
Yeah, cutting the grass or whatever. And they're like, "That's your running back." He went, "Oh yes,
yeah," because Bo
thought,
Jackson didn't lift. He was out there cutting grass with his shirt off, and looked like a statue, like he was ripped. And apparently, that coach was like, okay.
We got a good one.
Yes,
All right. That's a great 30 for 30.
Hi, Christina Dakota and Ange Tom. Just giving a couple people
did you get
some
back
shout
on?
Outs. Yeah. Dennis Taylor, Nelly Ramos, Mario Caballero, Isaiah Infante, Gary Harkins, Kim Zansky. Hi, y'all.
Names are funny, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, how do you, Yahara? I hope I say this right. Yahara Signs. Hi, Yahara. Christy Collars, Retha Weber, Darlena Reinerson, Sean Wilkinson. Hey, y'all. Sup.
I wish you all had, like, I wish you all, people went by more like nicknames, like Baba or
Lumpy.
Big D.
Hey, that's my boy Lumpy right there.
Wrinklehead.
Man,
stuff
muscles.
Like that. We used to have a guy in high school. We used to call him Wrinklehead. He's a big old dude, man. He had this. On his back of his head, he always had like, he had a flat top. And like, I don't know who has flat tops anymore, but he had a flat top even back in the day. But he had this big wad of neck fat right at the base of his neck. And it was enormous. Like, he had a big, it looked like he had rolled up a towel and stuck it around his neck.
He didn't even need a pillow because he brought it with him.
Yeah, that's right.
He was born with his own pillow.
So he had the big towel. That was the big, was about that big around. And then he had a hand towel that he rolled up and put that on top of that one. And then he had like a smaller towel and he put that one on top. It just like, it graduated. But yeah. Wrinklehead.
You had Wrinklehead. We had Cabbage Head because he had his hair was so froed out. It was a white guy with a fro, but it looked like cabbage. It was really.
Do y'all ever have a guy who did a white guy with a perm?
Yeah.
Yep.
In school?
Yep.
I had an uncle who was white perm guy.
Who
My
does
uncle
that?
Guy.
Who says that looks good?
I mean, it was the thing, though, man.
No,
it
but
was
even
like,
then, it wasn't great. Like, I see some of the.
I'm not sure he actually had a perm or if he just had a, you know.
He worked it.
Just a big old fro head.
And you just, pick it up.
I mean,
out
look, man, if I let my hair grow just a little bit longer than this and didn't brush it, it would just be curly fro.
You do get a fro.
Yeah.
You remember when Patrick had the fro going out? It was like 4-inch fro, man.
It froze out. Fro out.
Fro out. So anyway.
We went to see Jason Bourne yesterday.
The new movie?
Yeah, the latest.
I heard it wasn't good.
You know, my thing with the Jason Bourne stuff is I love it, the fact that we, because he's like an American James Bond type, kind of. And I love that we have kind of a series that's our own.
Yeah.
But it's the same. I feel like I'm watching the same one.
You know,
over
I don't
and over.
Watch it because it's Matt Damon. I won't support him. You know, here's the thing. He's the guy who came out going, oh, we don't need guns and we got to get rid of guns and whatever. And then every movie of his that's popular, it's all about him with guns.
Well,
and I'm like, you know
can
what?
Can you not separate the two?
No, I can't. I can't. I'm that guy. Well, okay. I am that guy.
You're
I can't.
Definitely that guy.
I am. And I'm just like, you know what? Screw you, Matt Damon.
So you're not gonna
Matt Damon.
See him play a character because you don't like his thoughts in real life?
I don't. No, I don't, and I won't.
All right.
I haven't seen a Matt Damon movie since Team America.
But he wasn't in that, though, was he?
Well,
yes,
no,
he wasn't
in Team America, but he was.
But they made fun
he was
of it,
parodied
yeah.
in
Matt
Team America.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And what's the other guy, his little buddy?
Oh, it was
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
Is he always like every Matt Damon. Like he's always hammered now lately? Have you noticed that? Matt Damon. All stop. Now that's all we're gonna do. All the paparazzi are catching like Ben always like stumbling everywhere now. So he's apparently
Ben Affleck he's the guy who played Batman.
He was in Pearl Harbor and
Matt yeah. Damon.
I really do get those mixed up.
Stop with the Matt Damon thing.
I'm sorry, man.
Matt Damon. If you've seen Team America.
You're laughing yeah. right now. If you're not laughing, I'm sorry.
And
you
know
can't
what?
Explain it
is
to
a
you.
Shame if you have not seen Team America. Team America is probably the most American of American movies.
God, it's so hard to watch, though.
It's really?
If you're easily offended language, by anything blue, you're going to have trouble watching.
Well, their whole idea was just to offend everybody yeah. with that movie. I mean, that's what they do. It's the South Park dudes. That's they said, great. Okay, we're going to do the grossest scenes ever. We're going to do the most outrageous scenes ever. And they did. And they were like, yeah, we can get away with this because it's puppets.
Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Dude, that movie makes me laugh so much. And of course, we have the theme. America.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
If you had to have a movie that you think represents you, your thoughts, your ideas, the way you see the world, your humor,
oh, wow.
your emotions, what movie really is like, hey, that's me in a movie? What would it be?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, because
Bubba, I kind of think it's Team America. I kind of think that
there is a lot of Team America in me.
I really do, because it's funny, but it's kind of silly, but it's
offensive.
It's offensive. It's goofy. It's America.
You know what? I'll just say that Team America is the Bubba of movies.
I really think it is. Patrick,
what are your thoughts? Are you kind of with him?
I'm
on
with
that?
Him on that. For you, for me, I like Major League, because I, you know, like my favorite movie of all time is Field of Dreams, but close second is Major League. And I love it because it's about sports, which I love, which I can't play, which neither can any of the people in the movie. And it's got a lot of cussing in it, which is probably where I learned to say the F word from that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like kind of a happy ending, and I like that. I don't know. It's just a it's,
you like
I
happy ending.
I like that. Yes, I do. I like the movie.
Let's see
it's
your
my,
man
it's
muscles.
Great. It's just great.
Let me get Wrinklehead to come over here.
Wrinklehead.
What's up, Wrinklehead? Well, sometimes we just call him Wrinkles. What's up, Wrinkles? Man, why y'all be calling me Wrinkles?
Dude, look in the mirror. Hold this mirror up to this way, and we'll turn around like they do at the haircut place when they let you see your neck. What do you think of this neckline? Like, could you imagine whenever, you know how they always clean up your neck? You know what I'm saying? Where they shave and they give you the little line yeah. in the back.
He's got to tilt his head all the way to his chest so all the folds flatten out. They can get in there.
I've had to do that.
You have not.
I did.
No. What else going on in the world?
Christina Dakota is at the hospital right now. Her son's got a doctor's appointment. She said we're cracking her up, making her day.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle Sean Wilkinson. I think I said hi to them. I like saying hi to everybody. I just do. It's great because we can.
Yep, sure can. Sure can. I got some family coming in this weekend.
Oh, yeah. They coming by to the show?
Yeah, I've got a... Now, I'm not even sure what that is to me. It's my aunt's daughter's kids.
If your aunt's daughter is your first cousin, right?
So if it's their kids,
that's your first cousin once removed.
What? Do you have to actually say that? Do you have to say once removed?
You just say cousin if you're, you know, American.
But anyway, I have a cousin. Man, I got the yawns. I'm sorry, y'all. Who one is not, he's 19. He's going to media classes, some kind of a college of some sort, Oklahoma City. And but he wants to be Patrick. He wants to do what Patrick does.
Great.
He wants to have a gallon jug in front of him
for nepotism. Is that about to happen? No. You're gonna go with a younger, cheaper version of me that's related to you?
No. So they're gonna come by on Monday, and you know, he's gonna wear you out asking you questions.
What's up with the gallon jug, Patrick?
I'm drinking lots of water.
Check out mine. See my gallon.
Well, that's not a gallon.
It's bigger in life, really.
In real life.
You drinking a gallon a day?
No, I'm just trying to say. I mean,
if you hold the jug, you feel like you're.
I'm going to go through like four or five of those a day, and I don't want to do that. Hmm. You know, it's easier to just buy a gallon and drink half of it the next day. It's cheaper.
Oh, half a gallon.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to drink. Aren't you supposed to try and drink a gallon?
Half a gallon a day.
Oh, a half a gallon. Mm-hmm.
My gosh. I'm so dehydrated then. Because
really, most people should drink a quart of water a day. A fourth of a gallon of water.
And I drink whatever's in my coffee,
and
that's it.
How many people don't drink that, like Bubba?
You know, I saw a thing that said, I'm talking about people drinking coffee, and they're like, hey, you know, you shouldn't do that because it dehydrates, or it's a diuretic, and it's the opposite.
Yeah, like you're supposed to have three coffees for every water you're supposed to have, or something crazy like that.
And so then I'm like, and then I'm reading this thing from this doctor, and he goes, what are y'all talking about? You're drinking water. It's fine. You're drinking flavored water. It's
but they're
fine.
Saying that you're peeing more because it's.
I don't find that. I find that I pee more when I drink water.
Yeah, yeah. The more
not
water you
coffee.
Drink, the more you pee.
So it's kind of like, or maybe I don't know. We're gonna second guess ourselves into oblivion, especially in America. Everything
I
kills
told you earlier
you.
This week. Every time I start dieting and I feel like I'm feeling pretty good about what I'm doing, I got to listen to 25 people tell me, oh, well, that's terrible for you.
Tabitha is saying body weight divided by 2 is the amount of ounces our body needs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what people are going to really do.
What is that again?
Your body weight divided by two is the amount of ounces.
That means that an average person should drink half a gallon of water a day, and nobody does, and I think that's probably more
than
most people
need. What about me? I'm slightly above average, so... I mean, am I supposed to drink 100 and something ounces of water?
This is 128 ounces of water. A gallon, that means if you weigh 256 pounds or more, you should drink more than a gallon of water a day.
Oh, that's not how. That's
ridiculous.
That at all.
Your formula's messed up, girl.
Yeah. Sorry, Tabitha.
A little bit too much.
There's no way that, I mean, that right there, I would never be able to finish a gallon a day. No way.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do. A lot of people drink a gallon a day, and they're super healthy because of it.
Let me solve all of this because I'm on WebMD.
Oh,
before he does
cancer.
That, let me just say this.
How much water do I drink? It's cancer.
One of the things people say about how to be healthier and how to lose weight easily and is you should drink a gallon of water a day. And everybody immediately just writes that off as that's not going to help you lose weight. That's not, I mean, that whatever. If it was that easy, everyone would do it. It's not easy. Try doing it. Try to drink a whole gallon of water every day. You will feel better. You will lose weight. You will be healthier. But don't sit there and say, oh, well, that's easy. I'll just do that because it ain't easy. It's hard. After about half of it, you're forcing yourself to drink it. You really are.
Generally, you should drink between half an ounce and an ounce of water for each pound you weigh, which is a little less than what she said.
No, that's more than what
that's
you said.
More.
An ounce for every...
For every pound?
Every pound? Well, I'd be drinking 3 gallons of water a day.
It's half an ounce. In between. Why do they do that? In between half an ounce and an ounce.
Well, then it's
say,
exactly what she said.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Same thing.
That makes sense. I mean, you know what? I was arguing it because nobody does it. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't. Dude, every one of us. I want you guys to go
back. Let's all go back and think about our caveman ancestors. Do you think they had that much water readily available to them? No,
they also died when they were 27.
You're right, but they died because they died because they were eaten by freaking saber-toothed tigers. They died because they fell off a cliff and they didn't have medical attention. They died at young age because they were stupid.
You get sick.
They would get sick. They'd get a cut and they would get infected. It had nothing to do with the water intake. What I'm trying to say is their water intake was they drank when they found it. They might go 2 days without water. So how can these doctors and everybody say, well, this is what you got to have, whenever really and truly people lived on much less and they thrived?
I know, you're right. They're just doctors and scientists, but, you know.
Listen, there's a lot of doctors and scientists that don't know what they're talking about. I can't tell you how many times I go into and I talk to a doctor or a physical therapist or something like that, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I might know more than they do. There's been several.
They know the actual inside of the body better, but the actual knowledge?
It's just kind of I've been seeing it, not a lot lately, I shouldn't say that, but I've seen it a couple of times in the last couple of years where I'm thinking, oh, my God. And if you had that thought, you need to get a new doctor or a new physical therapist or whatever.
Get the witch doctor like your wife gets. Big D's wife, Kathy, gets like constantly, okay, we're going to this doctor because he's going to fix your renal gland. And what's wrong with your renal gland? Well, what you do is hold up this potted plant, and then what I'm going to do is blow in your face. If you blink when I blow really hard into your face, then you have renal cancer.
We know she's a witch.
It's so crazy, man.
He's a nice enough guy. And I will tell you, man, I've kind of started backing off on calling
making
him
fun
out.
Of him.
Yeah, because it was a few weeks back. Gunner was in there and he was looking at his arm and something or something else. And Gunner's laying down and this guy's taking his fingers and he's kind of like rubbing on his chest, like at his sternum, you know, like you do right here, and it kind of hurts a little bit. And he's kind of doing that,
like real fast.
Yeah, like real fast,
Mr. Miyagi style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he stops, and then he goes, "Okay, put your arm out." And he tries to push his arm down, you know, that whole little carny trick. And he goes, "Okay, we're back down." He does it again, and then he goes, "Okay, that's good." And he's looking over at a book because he goes, "I'm going to try something different." And he looks, he's got a book out. It's a medical book. It's like a physiological.
Fizzy drink.
It was a fizzy drink.
It was a fizzy drink.
And he's actually following what's in the book. Like all those weird, funky things he's actually doing.
There are books about it.
Yeah, but there's books about it. That doesn't mean.
No, but I could tell that they were like kind of like legit medical books. It wasn't like a magazine. It was like a real book, and it had like things in there.
Dude,
like
dude, I you could make got, a real book. We know a no, radio I, dude you know that just I'm had just, a book, man. It says
I
it's
know.
Real.
I got it. I'm just, but this is a. It was kind of a real deal thing. It reminded me of like what Patrick's doing with the needle stuff,
acupuncture.
Yeah. I think there's something to that. There's something.
Still think the holding the stuff up. You're always allergic to wheat. That you know that's hokum.
I know it's hokum.
No, it is.
I know it is.
I've never used the word hokum in my life.
Well, that's because that's what that is, man.
Hokum?
It's bunk.
It's bunk, I've used man. Bunk before.
It is where you bunk. Sleep. It's total fair carny stuff, dude. It is. Whenever
now
you
hold
start
this thing of wheat in your arm. Hold your arm out. Oh, see, I can't push your arm down.
He's universally dead.
Hold this wheat. Oh, look at that.
You're allergic to wheat. I mean that actually happened. And it wasn't just him holding wheat. Gunner was holding a container that had
wheat
rice
in it.
It was a container of rice, like it was sealed up, like in a Tupperware.
So there was
thing.
Plastic between the rice and his
so
body.
Really, if you think about it, he's more allergic
to plastic.
Plastic.
If you have ever had that done to you and you believed it, I am sorry, but come on!
That's what I said. And I got the whole, you don't understand.
Of course you don't understand because you don't understand.
You know, if you're allergic to wheat, it doesn't matter if you're holding a container of it. That is not how it works.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you. I finally get
the electrostatic charge in the molecules of the wheat.
Well, you know,
transfers
we all,
through
we have
the
electricity
container
in us.
Into your fingertip. Oh, my God. But I just
there's so many things that you just kind of go, well, the body is fascinating, and there are some things about it that we don't know everything about it. And I will say that if you go back to the old, like, Asian, you know, Eastern medicine stuff, I think there's some stuff to that.
I think there's a lot of primitive medicine that is right on target. I think there's a lot of primitive medicine and ideas that probably were right and we've abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a lot of the crazy stuff as well.
Like I would say, like I was at the ballpark and this guy got one of the kids got bit by a wasp or hornet or something, and he's like, "Oh man, it's right on my shoulder." And so his dad goes over there, takes his dip out, and pops it on the.
Well, that's
thing.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And holds it there because it's supposed to pull out
the toxins
from the thing. And I'm sitting there going, okay, everyone thinks that's the if you grew up in the country, man, that's the way you do it. That's why we always done it. And I'm thinking, okay,
an aspirin and you put it on the bee sting. And I'm sure some of that stuff works. Do you know what doesn't work? If you put the container of dip on the thing, it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to be the guy that treads the line and doesn't hurt anyone's feelings because I'm sure there's somebody out there who is.
Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
No, I have not watched Stranger Things
you
yet.
You are Dude, still missing
you
out.
You need to do that this weekend.
I'm going to be doing other things this weekend, but I'm going to get to it. It's on my list. Yeah. I also have to watch Fastball and this new college football show.
Yes. Last Chance U is pretty good on Netflix. If you're looking for something to replace Stranger Things, it's really cool. It's like this documentary on this JUCO that they take all the college kids who are troubled.
Yeah.
And they give them their last chance at trying to get back to D1 or the pros.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It's really good, man.
Yeah.
Some of those guys, I can't understand a word
they're
saying.
Last Chance U. I like the lady who's always like, "You need a pencil?"
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Stranger Things, it needs to be on your – I would do that first. That's going to knock out your whole weekend. You don't have anything else to do, man.
I do.
No, you
I have
don't.
Other things to do.
What do you doing?
I got cards to play, man.
I get that.
It's my thing.
You gotta,
I don't have a kid this weekend, so.
So you're going to go gamble?
I'm not gambling. I'm playing poker. It's not the same.
It's not?
I mean, it's a little the same.
Sounds like the same to me.
What's the most – have you – do you find that you're getting better and better and better?
Man, I have big weaknesses in my game.
What's your biggest weakness?
I can be bought out of a pot easily.
That mean?
Like in a cash game, I have a big weakness. If you make a big bet, I'm usually not going to call it. That's my – I shouldn't say that where anybody can hear it, but I guess nobody's listening to this, right?
No one listens. No, we just do this for ourselves.
Okay. That's my biggest thing.
So
a lot of I get bluffed easily. I know I probably have the better cards than him, but he's got a lot more money than me, and the money means more to me than it does to that guy.
Yeah.
What if you get a sponsor who can support that, and so that you know, no matter what, they're not going to outspend you. That way, you play better.
And that's a lot of these up and coming pros do that, but I'm not a pro, and I don't. Play in big tournaments.
What do you mean you're not a pro?
I'm not a professional poker player.
Have you earned money doing it?
Yes.
Are a pro.
You're a pro when that's all you do.
When you quit your job to do it.
When you quit your job and you travel around playing the circuit events and that's all you do is play poker.
Hmm.
And you can be sponsored.
Do you see a lot of those guys at these tournaments?
Not the tournaments I'm playing. No.
Patrick,
I've played some big tournaments, but
I want to see Chuck Demko, our bud, just said you got to work on your poker face. Let's see your poker face. I want to see just lean forward and just give us a little poker face, like so we you know.
You don't understand. A poker face is not having a thing.
Let's see your poker face.
This is it.
That's it. You don't. That's it. That's the thing.
If you're really good, this is it right here.
If you have to ask to see it, then you've already seen it.
You've already missed it.
You already missed it.
That's right.
Wow.
I just looked at my cards, and I just looked at my cards, and they're great. I just looked at my cards, and they're terrible. It's got to be the same.
I can see a little difference.
It's got to be the same.
I can see a little difference.
If
there was some tension.
Same, yeah.
I can see some tension right around your hairline.
Here's the thing. Here's your problem, though. you can't tell everyone that you had a great hand. Like right then you said, hey, I've got my cards and they're great. You can't tell everyone.
That's when you lose.
I'm doing that for you.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
We're poker pros, man.
I've played with guys who do that, and it's so, what's the word?
Do they do it honestly? Do they go, oh, I got a great hand, and they really do?
The thing is kind of the trick is whatever you do, you have to do it consistently. And when if people figure you out, you just have to change it. So I played with a guy who would constantly look at his cards. And when the flop would come, the next three cards, he would go, oh, man, I got it. And he would go.
He did that every time?
Did it every time. So the real pro, the real genius poker player can figure out between the times when he means it and the times when he doesn't. Because he says it differently.
Oh, he does.
Well, I mean, libido maybe not to you. Face looks maybe like not you're to
constipated.
Me. I didn't even make a face.
I would love to play. I would love to play poker with you.
I'll play poker with you. You got $10.
That's what we do, man. Go get some cards, and we'll just set this up, and we'll play poker.
No, I'm not going to play poker on the podcast. I think that's in the definition of don't boring, listen to this dull, podcast. Boring.
I bet you there are poker podcasts that are huge.
Yeah, they're but they talk poker about podcasts. Poker. They don't.
They probably talk about what they're doing.
Talk about yes. And so let me see how I got this down. And when you get down to one card, I have to go Uno. If not, I have to draw five cards,
yes, or
you have
to draw five. Deuces are wild, and one-eyed jacks are wild, and.
Did you ever go to a poker tournament like at a bud's house?
Who, me?
Yeah, poker game.
Yes, it's fun.
I don't know anything about it. Here's what I did one time.
Every time I play, they have to tell me the rules and like what to do and all that.
And then you kind of get a little bit into it.
I win.
Me too. I always win. And
you are the kind of guys who would, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just those type of people yes. that I couldn't stand.
Because I would just do dumbest things.
We're going to start playing a regular weekly poker game with Walker McGuire and some other people. You guys just bring $25 and you can come in. You can come play with us.
Yeah, I'm not, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're gonna take
it. Sounds like a setup.
It is absolutely a setup. The problem is, you'll probably win.
So I was trying to leave. Like, it was like 11:30 at night. And I'm like, okay, guys, they're gonna go until like 2 in the morning. I said, okay, I'm done with this. I'm gonna go home. I had a stack of chips and I said, hey, can I just give my chips to this guy? And dude, you would have thought they had a.
Oh my goodness!
I said, can I just sell it to him, or what? How's that
work?
You
know, we used to do this thing where my cousin owned a bar back in the day, and so you couldn't gamble at the bar. So what we would do is we would go to the back room and we would buy Jell-O shot cups, $1 a cup, and then we would gamble with the cups, and then the bar would buy them back for you at the end.
Deal us out there, Patrick. How many cards do we get in poker?
Ten.
We get two. How do you get two cards?
You're going to play Hold'em? This is what you play in a casino.
Wow. All
right.
Play Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
Most popular poker game in the world.
All right. Give me two cards.
All right. Here's one for you. Right. Don't show it to anybody.
Okay.
You can show yours to the.
I don't, because you guys are watching.
I'm not watching.
I'm not watching, and neither is.
Okay. There's my second one.
All right.
Oh, God. You're great. Oh, look at me.
All right.
I got a 9 and a 5.
Okay.
I got a 5 and a 9.
All right.
That's the reciprocal.
You're not supposed to tell people what you have.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
But this looks good.
We have identical hands.
And then what happens is you flop three cards.
I don't have.
See, you flop.
You flop.
That's the flop.
What are you flopping?
Do your cards match the flop?
I don't know what the cards are.
Well, they're right there.
I can't see it.
Four of hearts.
What do you mean if they match?
Like.
Because mine don't look like
this. You're trying to make a poker hand.
Oh, I gotcha.
Out of your cards.
Okay, so.
So then you would bet.
Is the ace? Can you make it anything?
Joker's wild.
Joker. It's an ace.
Is Joker still wild?
Is the ace a 2? Is it worth 2?
It's an ace. It's worth ace.
Did you just really say that?
I'm going to fold.
Did you just say an ace is worth an ace?
I'm out.
Okay, I'm in.
You're in? Bubba's folding. What you got there, Bub?
A 9 and a queen.
We weren't supposed to tell me because now I know those cards are not coming out later.
All right.
But either way, so I would with these cards that I have, which by the way I'll show to the camera.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to show mine to the camera.
Wait, let me see yours again, Patrick.
Yeah, there's what he has.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I have. Turn your head. Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay. I'm
pretty sure that's great.
I would make a pretty good bet here.
Now
against you.
Bubba, can you show what the flop is?
I can try.
It's a 4 of hearts, an ace of heart, and a 6 of diamonds.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the flop is.
Where are the green clovers in the blue diamonds?
I would make a big bet. Say we each had $50. I would bet $20 right here.
Okay.
On this hand.
And I'll say, hey, I'm in.
Here, how many so Jell-O shot cups is this?
That's 20. 20.
Okay.
So and then the next card comes. It's the nine of clubs.
Oh, yeah.
No help for the hearts. If he had two hearts, he'd be looking for a flush.
Okay. Yes.
Not really a straight out there, I guess, maybe, but not really.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to check to you and see if you bet.
Yeah, I'm going to bet.
Because I'm feeling you out. So
Big D's
you've
feeling.
You've got $30 left. So
I got $30. I'm all in.
He's all in. I definitely call with my hand. So there's a queen. And you already, we would bet again if we hadn't put all our money in already. But now all our money's in. I have the ace with a king.
You have the ace and king. I've got a two and a seven, which I think is really good. That's pretty good. And how much did I win?
So I have all your money now.
Okay. This is not a fun game.
This is why you probably shouldn't play. Huh. At what point with the... Now, see, Bubba's lucky he got out because he would have ended up with a pair of queens on the end, and he might have thought that was a good card, but no, my pair of aces would have had him smoked.
Oh, see. Is that a poker term, smoked?
So is man muscle.
Man muscle is not.
Dude, that should be... Hey, man muscle needs to be your poker handle.
No.
Like when you go, hey, what's your name? You just go, just call me man muscle.
I'll give you a dollar right now if you can guess what people who don't know me call me at the table.
Big boobies?
No. Come on.
I'm going to say...
He's so mad. I'm about to have a card embedded in my eyelid.
What do people who don't know you call you?
I'm going to say they call you big man.
Yeah, big man.
They call you big man?
Of course they do. I'm usually the biggest person at the table.
I get cookie belly a lot.
I don't. No one says cookie belly.
My son calls me cookie belly.
Son, he's also a child.
But wait, so
no one says the word belly.
No, my wife now says cookie belly, and her friends that I've actually been called, hey, come here, cookie belly, because they think it's funny.
She told him to say that to force you to start losing weight.
That, you know what? If that's true, she's a genius.
She is a genius. She's a beautiful genius, big man. I would say that your if we take out size reference, I would say that your nickname is that your nickname would be what's the guy who did Star Wars? What's his name?
George Lucas. Come on, George Lucas.
I'd call you George Lucas, and I'd make all kinds of Star Wars.
Let's
references.
Go, George. Actually, yeah, I would call you George too.
And you'd be like, you throw a two down, I go, oh, you get an R2.
What you got, a D2?
That's what I call you.
The only people who ever called me George Lucas are, I had a friend that did. Her name is Alexandria.
He had a friend.
She calls me George Lucas. I don't think anyone else has ever come up with that.
No.
Except you guys, once we told you about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually look like George Lucas, but I have his hair.
You have his hair. That's all. And the beard a little bit.
A little bit.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear how you do in your poker tournament. I hope you smoke them.
I hope I smoke them, too.
Smoke them if you got them. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to the gym now because I ate a half a gallon of ice cream last night.
You did?
Yeah, I did. That's my problem. Here's the thing. I've been working out, and I think it's working against me because my appetite has increased tenfold.
You move that camera so much, people have got to be just throwing up on their phones.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying, I have, I don't know, maybe, because you worked out for like a year straight, you worked every single day, and I can't stop eating now. Like, it's crazy.
Just eat different stuff. Don't eat ice cream.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Eat broccoli.
I ate a whole cup of broccoli last night.
Did you get the broccoli farts?
Broccoli makes me, broccoli makes me fart, and I don't want to do that because I pride myself on not being a gaseous dude.
Broccoli farts are the worst. Protein shake farts are the worst. Protein farts are bad, yeah.
What, Patrick?
I got nothing.
Got nothing. You going to go work
don't
out?
Don't eat ice cream.
You want to go to the gym with me?
No, I don't. No.
We could. We can and then we can go have ice cream.
I'm leaving when
we're
done.
Oh, you're really leaving now?
Tournament's at midnight tonight.
We could go to the
gym. At midnight?
The first tournament this weekend starts at midnight tonight.
What?
So you don't go play at midnight? Oh, yeah. And stay till how long will you play?
Till 4 a.m.
What?
If I'm winning.
People have to understand that's when we wake up to come to work.
Yeah. You're going
to
go? Seriously?
You're going to be up all night?
I'll get to the hotel at 5 or 6, and then I'll eat dinner, and then I'll take a nap. And then I'll get up at 11 and go play.
Have you been thinking about this all week? You're so excited.
This is how I usually do it. You know, when they have this round of tournament. So it starts at, this tournament starts at midnight, and there's another one that starts tomorrow at noon.
You should eat a lot of broccoli before you go.
And then I'll come back.
Imagine if he ate a lot of broccoli and he had the gas at the table.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He could run off the good players.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. You get in
now,
there.
There's no rules against Putin at the table. Oh, unless yeah? you're in Russia, you can't have Putin at the table.
There are rules. There are rules against that in here, though. That's something I think, you know, we have a very nice smelling studio. Big D has these beautiful handmade candles he makes, and our studio always smells very nice because we've
had... I can't believe he went into the deep explanation. We could have got out on the Putin at the table.
We have had... No, I think it's important because we have had... We're probably the best smelling guys you know. We've had a long-standing rule of no flatulence in this building, in this room.
Yep.
And that's been that way forever. And you know what? This room smells great.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all have a good weekend, and good luck to you, Patrick. And Bubba, have a good workout.
Thanks.
And everyone else, thank you for listening.
And I'll have great
make
ice
sure
cream
you subscribe
too.
To the podcast if you haven't yet.
Yes.
Do that.
And really easy if you're an iTunes person, it's on there. Is it on Google Play in the Google Play Store yet? Do we know?
No idea.
I have no idea.
Okay. We need to check and make sure. And don't forget to hurry. Hurry to Subway for the delicious new Chicken Caesar Melt. It's great if you go to the gym and then you go get something to eat after. It's better than ice cream. Talking about all white meat rotisserie style chicken raised without antibiotics, hand pulled right there in the restaurant. You are going to love it because they put that creamy, savory Caesar sauce on top, some melted provolone, and a little bit of sprinkle of Parmesan on top just for a little flavor. It all comes to you hot and toasty on freshly baked bread with the fresh veggies you love. Like all your favorites, Patrick. All of them.
Yay.
Get to Subway for the new Chicken Caesar Melt. Limited time only. And check it out. Y'all ready to go?
We're ready to roll.
Bye, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Smoke them.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
What is this?
That was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
I bet you are.